Here's another feature from NPR's Live in Berlin Files.
Ich ne Cola,
ja. Jochen Alexander Freidank is ordering a Coke at Alexanderplatz. He has only 10 minutes till his next appointment at a TV station. The Berliner has been quite busy since he won the Oscar for Best Short Film back in February in Los Angeles.
And here I am, all the way straight from East Berlin to Hollywood, and that was an amazing moment, to be honest, there.
Toyland, Freidank's 14-minute film set in 1942, is a story of a German mother who tells her son that their Jewish neighbors are going on a trip to Toyland. One morning, the Jewish family is gone, and so is her son. The mother desperately tries to find her little boy. Her search ends in a surprising twist. Freidank co-wrote the screenplay, inspired by being a parent himself.
How can you explain horrible things to children? And I switch off the news when I watch it with my little son, and I don't know what I would have told my son 70 years ago. You have to protect children from all this horror, but on the other hand, you should be honest to your child. And that's the conflict of the mother in the story. Yeah.
The 41-year-old director has been offered German and American movie scripts since he won the Academy Award. One out of 20 awards he has received worldwide. It is hard to believe that he was rejected from film school 6 times.
Well, they didn't accept me. That's the point. And I was working a lot. Even in the time when I applied at film school, I worked as an assistant director, as an editor. I think it's one of the most important things for your career. I think working within the business in whatever kind of position helps a lot. Yeah.
Freidank's Toyland screens on the 3rd of May at the Jewish Film Festival in Berlin and is also on YouTube. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.